WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. It's voting season in Virginia. Absentee voting for the November elections begins today. Candidates for the competitive 5th Congressional District meet in rural Madison County for a debate. And the price tag for state police on the August 12th anniversary in Charlottesville, more than $3 million. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, September 21st.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Virginia State Police spent more than $3 million for security on the anniversary of the white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, August 12th. A state police spokesperson said those costs include police operations on the 11th and 12th. And the preparations leading up to that weekend. The Daily Progress reports a Charlottesville spokesperson said records of city costs are not yet available. The money spent by state police went for equipment, vehicle costs, and salaries for officers and personnel. The agency says it has submitted costs for reimbursement to the Virginia Department of Emergency Management. About 700 state troopers were in the area over the anniversary weekend. Voting season in Virginia is set to begin. Absentee voting for the November 6th elections in Virginia begins Friday. Qualified voters may fill out a ballot at their local registration office or by mail. To do so, a voter must meet one of 20 eligibility requirements. Other important dates are October 15th, that's the deadline to register to vote for the November election, and October 30th, the deadline to apply for a ballot by mail. For more information on absentee voting, go to vote.virginia.gov. Candidates for the competitive 5th Congressional District met in rural Madison County Thursday night for debate, and as Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports, both of the candidates agree that health care and the economy are top issues for the area.
Democrat Leslie Coburn and Republican Denver Riggleman agree rising health care premiums are a serious problem from Danville to Charlottesville. They disagree about how to fix it. Coburn, a former journalist, wants to restore the individual mandate and rebolster the Affordable Care Act. She'd also target rising drug costs.
I would like to be on the Oversight Committee, hold Big Pharma in front of me, and do those hearings in the same way I would do a 60-minute story, because this is an outrage.
Riggleman, the owner of a local distillery, says he supports things like mandatory coverage for pre-existing conditions, but he also thinks the government's role in healthcare should be more limited.
I just also think there's a polarization on the issue on healthcare. You know, I don't think we need an Obamacare. I don't think we need a Trump care. I almost think we need a bipartisan care.
Riggleman is a supporter of the recent tax cuts. He says they've been a boon to his and other local businesses in the 5th. Coburn says those impacts are set to expire and that the true beneficiaries are corporations and the wealthy. In Madison, I'm Mallory Nopain.
More than a decade ago, Virginia Tech was the scene of a mass shooting. Now, the issue of gun violence remains one of the hottest issues in Virginia politics. And as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports, the candidates for Senate are divided on how to handle the issue.
Republican Corey Stewart says teachers should be able to carry concealed weapons. And when the moderator of a recent forum at Liberty University asked him about that approach, he blasted the idea of a gun-free zone.
Have you ever asked yourself, why is it that we use guns to protect our money? Have you ever seen a gun-free zone in front of a bank? Think of how ridiculous that is. So why is it any better that we're protecting our kids with signs?
Incumbent Senator Tim Kaine, a Democrat, was governor when the Virginia Tech massacre happened, and he says the painful lesson of that day was that a universal background check might have prevented the tragedy, because the gunman had already been declared mentally ill and dangerous when he bought the weapon.
If we're unwilling to learn after suffering, if we're unwilling to learn after we watch kids get gunned down in Newtown or people at a club in Florida or students in Parkland or concert goers in Las Vegas, if we're not willing to learn and do something, shame on us.
The candidates are taking different lessons from all the gun violence and mass shootings, though. Kaine's solution is universal background checks. Stewart's solution is getting rid of gun-free zones. I'm Michael Pope.
Democrats have been pushing to expand Medicaid for years, although they were not able to gain any traction until they came within a few votes of seizing the House of Delegates last year. Now, as Michael Pope reports, the popularity of Medicaid expansion is soaring.
During previous election cycles, the popularity of expanding health insurance to people who live in poverty or with disabilities hovered somewhere between 60% and 70%. Now, according to a new poll from the University of Mary Washington, it's at an all-time high, 76% support.
Medicaid expansion is a loser for Republicans, and they learned that the hard way in 2017.
That's Stephen Farnsworth, director of the Center for Leadership and Media Studies at the university. He says Republicans were smart to cut a deal and move on, changing the subject to other issues. The poll even found that a majority of Republicans in Virginia and a majority of Trump voters in Virginia, they all support Medicaid expansion.
Trump is on much firmer ground politically when he talks about issues that connect with the anger that helped get him elected. Those are much more likely to help Republicans than the issue of Medicaid expansion and trying to undo Obamacare.
Virginians over the age of 55 are least likely to support Medicaid expansion. People who live in Northern Virginia and Tidewater are most likely to support it. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. That's today's podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and enjoy your Friday.